On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori's back. Tori's been gone a while. Yeah, Tori had a vacation. I've been off the air, off the podcasting airwaves, whatever you want to call it, for about a month. Yeah, long time. Me no see you long time. Or you no hear me long time. I no see you ever. Probably, if we're both lucky. But anyway, I'll see you later unless I'll see you first. You know what that means. I'm going to hide behind a tree. Like I do, I hide behind a bush like Sean Spicer, who steals mini fridges. Yeah, under the cover of darkness, we all know people like him. Cough, cough. Anywho, yeah, so I had a very nice vacay on the lovely Cape Cod, Massachusetts. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, oh, I have so much to talk about that. I mean, we missed the 4th of July. We missed, I don't know what else we missed. Hey, but my birthday is coming up next week. So I'll have a special podcast for that, I imagine, meaning nothing new, just the same old, probably, probably. Never say never, unless you say never. Anyhow, something 4th of July happened, and I know I'm way behind talking about it, but that's okay, that's fine, just deal with it. I read something very, very interesting. I'm always reading interesting things. That's what you should do. Always expand your mind, okay? With reading. It's so important. Turn your television off, okay? Just turn it off and read or think or meditate or just have quiet time. Go outside. I hate television in a way because it's just filling people's minds with propaganda and consumerism. Buy this, wear this, watch this, smell this, eat this, like that, hate that. I don't know. It's overload, man. And I don't mean you have to be a hippie and go off the grid, but I mean, you know, again, just turn it off for a day. See what happens. But the fact is, I heard this or read this about NPR. You know what NPR is. It's National Public Radio, isn't it? Is that what it's called, NPR? But the point is, every 4th of July, every Independence Day, they recite the Declaration of Independence. And they've only been doing it for 29 years. So not that long, okay? Yeah, joke. So yeah, 29 years, they're reciting the Declaration of Independence. And I guess since internet times, they've been tweeting it also. I don't know how you can tweet 140 characters. Do you tweet the whole thing in separate tweets? However, some, and I mean a lot, of the Trump supporters saw this Declaration of Independence being tweeted by NPR and reacted in a way that liberal media is attacking Donald Trump again, which is hilarious when you think about it, because number one, they didn't recognize or know that it was a Declaration of Independence. They took it as a personal assault on Donald Trump. So that also means that Donald Trump is not living up to probably his presidential duties by not being very presidential, obviously. So they took it as an attack. Okay, so why doesn't he just do what's in the Declaration of Independence? If he's the president, why does he have a problem with the Declaration of Independence and what's in it? Okay, why do his followers? Okay, enough of that. I just thought that was a really interesting thing to make mention of that has gone by. And now we shall move right along.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell?
Yeah, you know what this means. I'm going to talk about smells. But you know what? Only specifically one thing that's really been on my mind, I want to say for years. Don't you hate when I do that? I say, oh, it's been bothering me for years and years and years, and I just have to let it out, let it tell you. No, really. Some things are fresh complaints, but this isn't even a pet peeve. This is just like a confusion on my part, I think. Okay, follow this. People talk about vinegar to clean things, okay? And not only that, to get rid of stinky smells. Okay, really? Really? Vinegar? Okay, because to me, vinegar is a stinky smell. So, I mean, are we talking about fighting fire with fire? Because I don't agree, okay? I don't like the smell of it. And yes, it cleans things well. I agree. I knew somebody that poured it into laundry and did other things with it. I mean, I guess. But I'm all about Gain detergent. If you're talking about laundry, let me just say this about that. Excuse me. Allergies. Gain detergent has smelled great for years. They've never, you know, changed the formula. I love it. It's in the green bottle. It's called Gain. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of it. Yeah, laundry detergents with like four letters, Tide, Gain. I don't know, all is three letters. I mean, they try to keep it simple, right? Simple. Arm and Hammer. I mean, what's that about? That's too long. But anyway, back to the smell thing. Yeah, because I know that's what you love to hear me talk about is smells. Well, vinegar is yucky, and I don't know. I mean, I guess it's like a miracle product. And if you live off the grid on a mountain and you don't have technology or know stuff, then of course you want to use vinegar because you like this homeopathic stuff and natural remedies, I guess. They have like websites for that stuff, which is kind of funny because you're using technology to get to your homemade remedies. So, I mean, which is it going to be, folks? Make up your mind. Are you going to use technology and get on board with science and everybody else? Okay, okay. Or are you going to use your tree bark to cure your headache? And you have to look that up online to do it. Are you following the irony there at all? Okay, okay. So, vinegar, bad. I mean, good for cleaning, but I mean, oh, somebody I know uses it to rinse their hair. No names, please. It's awful. It's the worst. I'm going to request they not do it again. I think I requested that once, but I'm going to make a special request next time I see that person to please remember how I feel about vinegar. I'm vinegar sensitive. I'm gluten sensitive, but that I have to ingest that. I don't think breathing it would bother me. But vinegar? I mean, I can eat it on a salad, but I'm not going to want to inhale it for any reason whatsoever.
Everybody! Everybody!
Okay, this brings me to something I noticed they sell. I've seen it. It's a thing. Okay, it's called a cup warmer, and you plug it in, and it's the size of a little saucer, I guess, and you plug it in, and you set your mug or cup or whatever you have your hot beverage in on this little device, okay? Okay, foolish, 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 and I see these in thrift shops because nobody wants them. They're yard sales. Nobody wants them, okay? Do you know why? How about you just drink it? Okay, just drink it. Why do you gotta set it down for any length of time? Okay, it's nonsense. You look like a fool when you use those things. They're for old people and fools and old fools. Stop using it. Just set it down on the counter like every other normal human being or drink it. Okay, enough. Stop it.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna say about that, which is not that. Ha ha! You know what? It has nothing to do with peaches. So, ha, mind blown. Yeah, well, let me just say, I just discovered how they found sucralose. Okay, my brother told me this story, and I looked it up to verify it. And you know what? I just don't take anyone's word for things, okay? Unlike other people, I want more proof. So I do a little thing called Googling. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up every week. It's my homepage. Deal with it. Yeah, so sucralose. It's aspartame. Aspartame? How do you say that with a crazy word? You know, well, you know what I'm saying. It's like an artificial sweetener. And do you know how they discovered that chlorine is sweet? Okay, it was like in 1976. Okay, 1976, long time ago. This dude said to this other dude in this lab in England, which is like part of King's College over in London. Anyway, so, I mean, I don't want to talk like this. This is annoying, huh? That's annoying voice. Annoying voice. Tori, annoying voice. Anyway, this guy asked this other dude to test it. He wanted to test this product, but he thought he said, taste it. You know, because it sounds the same. Okay, I can appreciate that. And he tasted the chlorine and found out, guess what? It's sweet. Isn't that great? Yeah, you'd think, maybe. But isn't it a chemical that we, like, put in toilets and swimming pools? Yeah, chlorine, okay? Yeah, bleach, whatever. It's sweet. So that's why, you know, drink bleach. Kids do it. Can't let them do it. It's in this sweetener, sucralose, or aspartame. I'm going to say aspartame. That sounds right? So I didn't Google that, how to pronounce it. So what I'm saying is you're drinking these artificial sweeteners, these diet drinks. You don't even know what kind of chemicals. You just want to get fat that badly? You don't want to gain weight? So you're going to subject your body to chemicals like chlorine? Look it up, man. I'm serious. Just look this stuff up. I'm not even making it up, right? I think it's awful. I think a teaspoon of sugar is 16 calories or something. So you know what? Limit yourself. I remember when Dolly Parton years ago said something, and you know what? Some celebrities say things and it just sticks with you forever. And you wouldn't think Dolly Parton would be one of those people. But you know, she was funny. She was on Candid Camera, like way back in the day. She was like an early, you know, one of the black and white, you know, versions of Candid Camera with Alan Funt. And she had her ankle bandaged, I remember, and she's in a parking lot in probably some southern state, probably Texas or Georgia, you know, down there. Where the good old boys are. And so she's, oh, I need help. I can't walk. I need to get to my car. Or whatever she said. I don't know. You know, figure it out. So these guys are like lifting up Dolly Parton and to carry her around a parking lot. And it's hilarious because, you know, she doesn't know where she parked and she's this and that. But the point is they're doing it. So, yeah, Dolly Parton said something. Nothing to do with that. But she was dieting, and I mean, she's like Oprah, pretty much. This is, you go on diets off and on, not as bad as Oprah. Oprah's, you know, ballooning and then down, dropping weight, and it's like a running joke. But Dolly Parton, at one point, apparently lost some weight. I think she might have even done some Weight Watchers commercials. I don't know. I don't remember that part. That might not be true. But she was talking in an interview about how she lost weight, and I'll never, ever, ever forget it. It just sticks with me. And sometimes I say it to people and they just pretend they don't even hear me. It's not, I guess it's not even that important. It doesn't mean anything, but it really stuck with me. Okay. And this is what Dolly Parton said like 20 years ago, at least. Okay. She said, I still like to eat a pizza, but I limit myself to one slice and not the entire pie. You know, she didn't really, my accent's a little off. That sounds more like Texas. And I think she's from Nashville. But anyway, you get it. I love that. She won't deprive herself of pizza, but she used to sit down and eat a whole pizza. And I have seen people that do that. And I don't know what the heck you're thinking, man. Whatever. Okay. Just grease, fat, cheese, stuff, whatever. Bread, stop again. But Dolly Parton gets one slice of pizza and she's happy. That's like these people that say they, you know, a little bit of chocolate like every other day, like a little tiny bite, just so they don't have to give it up totally. You know what? Everything in moderation, people. I'm tired of seeing people that are really obese. And the only reason that they're obese, Ron and I have touched on this, and you know, we know it's a touchy subject because, you know what, you could have a thyroid problem or something, a physical medical problem. I'm not talking about those. Ron and I don't talk about that. Yeah, that's a thing. But people that have no self-control about how much food you shove into yourself, okay, that's a thing I want to talk about, and you can stop it, okay? You can. You just limit yourself. Don't drink these diet sodas with chlorine in them, okay? I would just not recommend that whatsoever. look it up. Again, everything I'm saying is right on the internet. And the way things get on the internet, did you know this? Somebody types it in. So it can be human error. It's data entry. Somebody has to put it in there. If you say, I can't find that on the internet. I'm looking for this old article from 1959. I don't know where it is. Well, it didn't magically appear on the internet one day. So they hire people or whatever. People volunteer. Who knows how it happens? But people physically type in. They tap, tap, tap this information into the web. Okay? So maybe it's there. Maybe it's not. Someday it could be. I have information on my person. Okay? Don't visualize that. But I mean, I have information on my person in shoeboxes from many years ago, whatever. I can't find it on the internet. So it might be up to yours truly, okay, to put it on the internet. Nobody's going to pay me to do it. I'll have to just do it. Okay, maybe I'll start my own website. Maybe I'll Steam it. You know what Steam it is? Yeah, we'll look that up. And it's spelled two E's. Okay, Steam it. I might be getting into that. And that could be a little bit of Bitcoin for me. And you might need to look that up too, because you're probably a noob.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause.
Pokemon! Yeah, I know I've played that song before, but that's because we have to talk about Pokemon Go Legendary Weekend! Woohoo! Yeah, well, it just ended yesterday. So if you're messed up, that's too bad for you. And you know what? You don't even care. You know what? Just skip past this part of the podcast. And if you don't want to hear about Pokemon Go, because I go with Pokemon Go for like 1 year now. I've done it since it started last year. And I enjoy it. And I caught a couple of legendary Pokemon. I was involved in the raids. You know, you go around and you meet up at these places at the gyms. You don't even know. Ron doesn't even like hearing about this, but Ron's not going to listen. Are you listening, Ron? Don't listen. Turn this part off. Skip over this, as I said. So Articuno, I think I got, and a Lugia. I like to call them... was it Mario and Luigi? Because I'm a little dyslexic, so I kept calling him Luigi for a while. But again, I would go around to these different gym locations for the raids, and you meet up with about... You need at least 15 people. You want to get 15 people there to make a good raid for the CP, the combat power. You need that, okay, to take down... To get the raid boss. You can just battle at gyms anytime, but as far as, like, taking a raid is when you're going to take the Pokemon, try to catch it. And I did, and I'm proud of myself. It took me like 9 raids in 2 days. The second day, I only did 1 raid and caught it with the first ball. Bingo! Needed that one. The day before, bunch of raids. 2 legendary Pokemon, but I couldn't get the third one. And I had to get a bunch of raid passes, and that's always a drag. And again, if you don't want to listen to this, don't. And I'm probably going to change the subject really quickly anyway, because you get it. It's a Pokemon thing. I like it. I was not the oldest person playing. I will have you know, when I went to the raids, there were a couple older guys. But yeah, it's a guy, older guy thing. Older women, they're just home knitting or sitting on rocking chairs, I guess, baking apple pies. I don't know. But I was the oldest chick there. There was a lot of young people. And, you know, there was fun. It was fun. I had a good time. Okay, that's all. Yes, yes, Tori's pet peeves. What is peeving me? Ongoing peeve. We've been over this, yeah. Nothing new. This is a Facebook peeve, and you can appreciate Facebook if you're on it. If you're not, again, skip over. I mean, you know, again, why are you even listening? I talk about Pokemon, I talk about Facebook, I talk about farting. If you don't like that stuff, don't listen, man. Just go find some other podcast to spend your time with. But for those that do listen, I will say, in my Maria Bamford voice, I love Maria Bamford, I would just like her life for 5 minutes or 12 years, whichever. Okay, my pet peeve is on Facebook, people that don't allow their friends to post on their timeline. Oh, you can call it a wall, like the old days. Old school's wall. Timeline happened around 2011. I think we were starting to get into the timeline thing. Yeah. So, anyway, what is that about? Okay, I have different, I ask people, I get different answers about why they're doing it. I think they're afraid someone's going to say something they don't like, and then it's going to get embarrassed. Oh, what did they say about me? Oh my God, no, don't do it. Some people say they get spam. You know, if these are your friends and you trust them, what are you worried about? Okay, if you don't trust them, put them unrestricted or something, or don't friend them. Don't punish everybody because of a couple of nitwits. Okay, I used to be able to post on people's walls and do nice things and leave them birthday stuff. And you know what? I boycotted birthdays a couple of years ago for people that didn't have access to walls, and I might just do it again. I'm not going to send you a message. I'm not going to do anything. I can maybe post it underneath one of your, you know, lame posts. Happy birthday! And by the way, again, it's belated happy birthday, not happy belated birthday. But I've been over and over that. I'm sick of going over that. If you want to be dumb, be dumb. Show everybody you're dumb. You're not that smart. I take off points immediately when I see that. Okay? Okay? So, yeah. About your timeline and you're not letting your friends post there. I don't get that. It should be open if they're your friends. If you're afraid of your friends, then don't have them for friends or don't have a Facebook or whatever. I mean, I guess it's your rules and I don't have to tell you what to do because I don't tell, you know, you don't tell me what to do. So I guess you can do that. But the impression you're leaving is a very strange one for you to even be involved with social media at all. You need to go live on the mountain with those people that use vinegar. Okay? Thank you.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my mother.
Yeah, speaking of cold, this is hilarious, okay, to me, and not just me, but you be the judge if it's hilarious to you. The thermostat, okay, in Florida, in the summer, okay, it's at 64, okay, you go down to Florida, people set the thermostat, specifically someone I know who's an old lady has it at 64. In Florida, in the summer, okay? She comes up to New England in the winter, okay? And it's at 68. And she's, it's so cold. It's very, very, very cold. Okay, you tell me what sense that makes. Okay? Did you math that? Can you do that math? Right? 64 is not cold, but 68 is freezing. You know what? That's nuts. And I know people have thought about this because you keep in the summer, you want everything cold. You go into supermarkets and malls and everywhere you go and the AC's on and you're like, ooh, this is nice and refreshing. If it was like that in the wintertime, people would be complaining, saying, why don't you turn the heat on? What's the damn difference? It's all I want to know. What's the damn difference? Okay. It's the same temperature. One time it's cold, another time it's not cold. You ain't making no sense at all. Declare.
Watch this. For I have seen all that Laban's... I've seen what Laban's done under... Isn't that amazing? And my word will not return void, and it will go to that which it was sent. And it will prosper. But life and joy and the nature of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Okay, that's the farting preacher. Yeah, that's a very famous bit on YouTube. I think it's hilarious. And I bring this up for the reason that, well, two reasons. Don't I always have an ulterior motive? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah, well. I made an observation about farting. Okay, and I'm going to be crude. Whatever, I'm not swearing. This is not swearing. I mean, 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 5-year-olds talk about farting. Get serious, would you, for a second? I observed that farts that make noise are more satisfying. And I must discuss this with Ron, because I want to see if he agrees with me, if we're on the same page, the same fart page about this, okay? And you might notice it too. You know, the ones that don't make any sound at all, does that feel like it's emptying you? Is it as satisfying than the ones that you can feel and hear leaving you? It's just like this more has been accomplished. It feels like I'm getting somewhere, you know? And the other thing I wanted to make a point about, remember I said two things. The second thing is, don't fart near a fan. Okay, I found that out the hard way, but I never learn. It's a lesson I refuse to learn. And as it's happening, I know I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't. Oh, too late. You know, it's blowing it right back in your face. There's no escaping it. Why would you do that? Stop doing that. I tell myself that, but you know what? You're comfortable. You're in the bed. The fan's on. It's July. What are you supposed to do? Okay. It's you know, and it keeps repeating. It circulates and recirculates around you. It's such a wrong thing to do. You know what? If you can, stand up, walk across the room, go over there. I would laugh because I remember years ago when I was dating this guy. And you know when you're with someone for a while, you feel comfortable. You can pass gas in front of them. Of course, that's when you know you've made it. It's such a wonderful feeling. You can relax and be yourself. No makeup is one thing. Farting's another. I'll do it eventually. And I do it pretty quick. So, but the thing is, with him, it was in the living room. I have the courtesy, you do with most people. You get up and you walk across the room. You don't do it right there. What's wrong with you? Unless you have this weird sense of humor. You like to see people gag and then it makes you laugh. I mean, I've been in those situations, certainly. Sometimes you just feel like it, okay? But I would walk across the room in this case. And it was funny because one time he said to me, and he was a really funny guy. He said, you know, over there is still in here. And he had a point. It is. I mean, you know, we had to joke about, you know, what gets rid of the smell? Osium. Osium is a miracle spray. If you can get it in that little tiny thin can, they sell it at auto parts stores, sometimes supermarkets if you get lucky, but always in auto stores, auto parts stores. It's called Osium. Don't get the yellow can. That one smells like Play-Doh. It says it's vanilla, but it's awful. It smells like Play-Doh. Get the green one or the blue one. The blue one's my favorite. The blue one smells like bubblegum and happiness. It's a little lemony or something. The green one's like a forest or something. It's fine. The black one, new car smell, OMG. Don't go near it. Warning. Real bad smell. Bad smell. I had to return it to the store. Don't use it. Don't use that one. Okay, so bottom line, if you got a fart, don't get near a fan because you will live to regret it.
My bum is on the cheese! Bum is on the cheese! If I get lucky, I'll get a disease! My bum is on the Swedish
fish. Swedish fish. Try saying that 10 times. Don't even say it once. Okay, so I had some Swedish fish. You know what? I hardly ever do that. There's those little red, like, jelly candies or something, like gummy bears, but they're not. They're fish. Okay, big mistake. Don't eat the Swedish fish. Don't do it. And I'm going to tell you why. And I've already told Ron this. And so he's already, you know, he knows about it. Okay. Here's the package. Can you hear the package? Have it right in front of me. Saved it. It might be a prop on the ECAT show. I don't know. I may bring this up again. I think it's just a, you know, PSA. Got to let everybody know, which is public service announcement, in case you didn't know. Okay. So Swedish fish. Got them at the CVS store. They sell them everywhere. But this was like a bummer. Because, it says they're made in Turkey, and I didn't know that when I bought it, but it tastes like it was made in the Middle East or Jersey because it says it was manufactured in Jersey. So how can it be made somewhere and manufactured or distributed through Jersey? I don't know, but anything that tastes like the Middle East or Jersey, I should already know, don't do it. It was a bad idea. I am just passing this on to you. I am all done with the Swedish fish. Boy, that's a tough one, huh? Tough to say. And tougher to eat. So, like, don't do it. And with that, I'm going to say au revoir, arrivederci, hasta luego, sayonara, adios, ciao. And how many ways I can say, das vidania, carinita, if it's nighttime. Yeah. So you get the idea. I'm going to see you next time, next week. You know the thing. I'm back on schedule now. Back on schedule. That's right. So, and later in the week, I will be with Ron Van Dam doing our weekly podcast, airing Friday, and back to the ECAT Easton television show. Ron's held down the fort for a couple of weeks and done with the show alone, and I'm going to be back, and we'll be back to business as usual, which, you know, hey, whatevs. May not be any graphics next time, because I think we're going to be Georgeless, but hey, for a week without graphics, you can stand it. It's just going to be us talking. Thank you. All right. Peace.